Radio. Spoon Radio. WMFO. Medford. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, Saturday night is a feeling we know. Saturday night is a time to let go. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you for the next 2 hours playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. Specifically tonight, the best hard rock, kraut rock you have never heard. How's that for obscure? So we're not going to hear Can, we're not going to hear Cluster, we're not going to hear that end of kraut rock. We're going to hear from Guru Guru, Amandul 2, Eloy, the more guitar, hard rock, kraut rock stuff. So for those not in the know, I know the term kraut rock gets used all the time these days. I mean, you can't walk down the street without somebody talking about kraut rock. Well, what exactly is it? In my opinion, it's basically the sort of non-commercial, more experimental rock that was taking place in Germany. The only reason they call it kraut rock is because of the location. The term was originally coined, I believe, by John Peel, or one of the music papers in the UK. And it was, I guess, first intended derogatory term. But then it sort of backfired, and it became this sort of like genre of its own with its own identity, which I think is kind of false, because to define a genre based on location is kind of silly. As you will see tonight, there is a wide range of music that can be defined as krautrock, being, you know, extended jamming, improvisation, bringing in jazz, folk, classical, all different kinds of things. And if you were in Germany doing it, you were called krautrock. If you were in the UK, you were called Pink Floyd. If you were in the US, you were, I don't know, you could make the argument for the Grateful Dead. But in Germany, it was krautrock. So, without any further ado, let's get into it. We are going to start with one of the leading bands of the day. This is Amandul 2. These guys grew out of a commune and political activist kind of thing. There was lots of political stuff in krautrock, lots of environmental stuff, lots of anti-war stuff. But then that can be said for any classic rock from that era, because that's what, you know, the hippies were into. Anyway, this is Amandul 2. This is from their 1970 album, Yeti. And this particular cut is relatively short for krautrock. There are krautrock bands where the album is two songs. Unfortunately, we're not going to be playing too many of those because it would take up the whole 2 hours. So we're going to have a mix of some longer cuts from some bands and some shorter cuts from the from others. But if you're interested, I can recommend a bunch of websites. My favorite being progarchives.com. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource if you are into krautrock and prog rock and all the other subgenres that are included therein. So, without any further ado, this is Amandul 2. And as I will say many times over the course of this evening, dig it and dig it deep. That was Gila with Collapse off of Gila from 1971, also referred to as Free Electric Sound. But I believe the actual name is Gila, but for some reason it was referred to as Free Electric Sound back in the day. That's from 1971, and those guys were from Germany. I'm going to be saying that a lot tonight. Before that, Guru with their song Bo Diddley, which has absolutely nothing to do with Bo Diddley. That is off their album Hinton, the album cover for which is a naked guy's ass with the words Guru written on the cheeks. That's also from 71. And we started that set off way back when with Amandul 2, Archangel's Thunderbird, off their second album Yeti from 1970. Now, let's learn a little bit about these bands. Gila was, they worked with Dieter Dierks, the producer. They started in a political commune in Stuttgart in southwest Germany in 1969. And what can I tell you about Guru? Guru started... They started as a political band they played concerts for the Socialist German Student Union. And they have released over 40 LPs over the years. And very guitar-oriented. We really like Guru. They are sort of led by their drummer, Manny Neumeier, who is considered, like, a fantastic drummer. And he's in all kinds of, like, weird jazz scenes. And the guitarist, who on this was Axe Jenrich, I believe. Let's see if that is right before I say anything wrong. Live performance, hallucinogens. Yes, Axe Jenrich. He was not their original guitar player, but he was their guitar player before this debut. He joined right before the debut came out, and he's a fantastic freaking guitar player. So that was Guru. And Amandul 2 started at a commune in Munich. An art commune in Munich, and they were pretty political, and they basically started a band to make money for the commune, and they lived together in the commune, and all that kind of stuff. So that is the beginning of our look at the hard edge of krautrock. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together until 11 p.m. listening to the weirdest, hardest krautrock that you have never heard. Because let's face it, krautrock does not get played on the radio in the U.S. except on Classic Rock Mind. That's why I'm here. All right, we are going to keep going. We are now going to hear from Nectar. Nectar is, they're a German band, and you knew I was going to say that, didn't you? What can I tell you about Nectar before we get in it? The lighting guy who did their psychedelic light show for them was considered a member of the band and shared in royalties and all that stuff. They were from Hamburg, and they formed in 69. So let's give a listen to this. This is off their 1972 album, A Tab in the Ocean. They were products of their time. And this song was actually covered by Iron Maiden. So how cool is that? Iron Maiden were hip to these guys. So this is on vinyl. Dig it and dig it deep. That was the Scorpions, kid. Do you believe that? That's the Scorpions in 1972, their debut album, Lonesome Crow. And that featured Michael Schenker on lead guitar. He was 16 at the time. And when they were touring, they were on tour for that album with UFO, and UFO invited him to become their lead guitarist. He said yes. And then his friend Uli Jan Roth joined the Scorps, and they would go on to fame and fortune. But yeah, what a different sound that is. That was produced by Connie Plank, which is really interesting because Connie Plank, he produced freaking everybody. Cluster, Kraftwerk, a bunch of German bands, the Scorpions, Guru, who we heard from, Jane, who we'll hear from, Gamora, Ultravox, who else? Oh, geez, all kinds of stuff. Can, Brian, Eno, Holger Suke, or however you pronounce his name, and the Eurythmics, and all kinds of stuff. So, he's all over the place. But, he produced their first album, man. How cool is that? That is Lonesome Crow off the album Lonesome Crow. Before that, Nectar with King of Twilight. That's the one that Iron Maiden covered. That is off their 1972 album, A Tab in the Ocean. There you go. There's two little nuggets of krautrock. And I will defend that Scorpions album as being krautrock. I mean, the themes, the production, the whole nine yards, man, that is not traditional hard rock. And if you did that in Germany, it was called krautrock. If you did it somewhere else, it was called prog rock or rock or something. But it's rock. That's the important stuff. Even krautrock has rock in the name, so it rocks. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour, 10 minutes, gang, listening to the best hard kraut rock that you have never heard, because kraut rock never gets played, ever. Never. Even the Scorpions don't play this stuff anymore. moving right along. Okay, we are going to keep things going. We're staying in Germany. What a surprise. And these guys were on the Brain label, which was a very krautrocky label at the time. This bad boy also came out in 72. These guys were considered one of the more melodic of the krautrock bands. So let's give a listen and dig deep. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.